Stephanie Hicks. We've talked with Stephanie several times now. She is involved in a fundraising effort to help her friend and cousin who was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Stephanie, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. In a nutshell, tell our listeners your story.
Yep. Basically, just Shelly has been diagnosed with the breast cancer, lost her husband about a year and a half ago, and is raising two young daughters on her own.
All right, and we're talking about Shelly Rathbun, and you recently had a fundraising event, a yard sale in Perry, and went for 2 days. Tell me how it fared.
Oh, it was a really, really great turnout. Friday it was a little rainy, but it didn't seem to stop the people. They all came in Friday and Saturday, and we raised over $1,300 in donations and sales to go all towards the Susan G. Komen Fund.
Holy cow, $1,300. What were you selling over there?
Lots and lots of stuff.
Well, that is very good news. Now, I know that you and a running mate, a friend, are going to run. You had to raise $1,500 each for breast cancer research to be able to run in the Chicago Marathon. Now, are you splitting these monies, or are you both close to what you need?
We're both splitting the monies, and we're actually going to do another one down in it's my sister that's running with me, and we're going to try and do another one in September where she lives in Ohio, because this one went over so well. And it went over so well that our other cousin, Jody, wants to join us. And so now we're going to try and raise the bar to $4,500. So we're going to see if we can do some other fundraising ideas and see if we can't get Jody to join us in Chicago.
Now tell us how Shelly has been reacting to all this.
I think she's been overwhelmed with the outpouring of love and support that she's been getting with from her family and friends. Just an enormous amount of people have really stepped up, and they're helping her in any way that they possibly can.
Is she engaged in chemotherapy yet?
Not yet. It'll be starting in a couple weeks.
Okay. And as far as what you need to raise, how far are you and your sister from your goal?
We are right now, I think we're close to 80. We're at 82% of our goal. So we're about 2,400, I think, is what we've got right now, or something of that. It's pretty close to that.
All right. You've got to run 26 plus miles. How's the training going?
Last week, not so hot because I was so busy, but I will be cracking down this week, and I'm sure Diana will be too.
So. All right. I'm sure you have a plan to gradually increase your workouts as you get closer to the event.
Yep. Every weekend is going to be long runs and trying to boost up to making 20-mile run the week before. So it's pretty intense.
What's your goal for time?
We have to finish it in 6.5 hours. I'd like to finish it at least in 6. And I'd be happy, overjoyed, if I could do it in 5.5. So.
No, I don't mean to get into your business, but as you've been running, has this caused you to lose a lot of weight?
It's right now. It's starting to drop, not as fast as I would like it to. But as I get a little more into the running now and trying to train with the right kind of diet, I think it's going to really help pull the weight off.
All right. Well, I ask because I am considering starting running again. They have these Masters events. I don't like to run, but I like track and field, and I like to compete. And so you're inspiring me, Stephanie.
Well, great.
All right.
Yeah, it's a great way. So
now, Stephanie, for people who want to become more involved in Shelly Rathbun's story and to help support you and your efforts to raise money for breast cancer research, where can they go?
They can go to the www.marathonforthecure.org website, and they can make an online donation to Cousins Crushing Cancer to help raise the $4,500 that we'd like to shoot for now. Or they can call me at 517-625-2080, and I can answer any questions they have.
All right, Stephanie, you keep the training up. We're going to stay in touch to make sure you're getting it in.
All right. Thanks so much for all your help and support. We really appreciate it.